time to welcome back Chaim Goodman Strauss to the studio. He's our math resident math professor at Ozarks Large. How are you?
Hi, Kyle. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. We have had, since this new year has begun, an ongoing discussion about what is significant about the number 2012. Not just that it's the year we're in.
That's right. So last week, Harry Kaplan sent us a proposal that the reverse of the digits, the square of the reverse is the reverse of the square.
Which I loved. There was a nice symmetry to all of that.
Yeah. And I guess there's the simplest way to do it is just to sort of make a little multiplication table and see what adds up and you don't carry.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, like 12, when you actually write that out in long multiplication, you know, you have whatever. And but the point is that there's no carries ever.
Right.
So you can swap everything around and it all works out. That's basically the reason.
Is that the official math term to carry?
It's the only one I know.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I mean, that's what we said back in elementary school, and I didn't know if there was, once you got to, you know, advanced levels of math, you called it something else. We always carry the one, carry the two. Okay.
Right. Well, and then we also had the water puzzle. Oh, wait. Sorry. Harry had a... sent us in some more proposals.
Harry has been thinking about 2012 a lot.
So I think you've won the prize, the grand banana. Well, I think – so one is like, for example, 2012 is alliterative in the sense that every word in it begins with the same letter.
2012?
Of course, 2010 and –
2013,
yeah,
2020, well, 2030.
But one thing that 2012 has that's truly is significant and worth noting, and I'm sure we'll talk about more, is it's the centenary of the great Alan Turing's birth.
Right. I've read a couple of books about Alan Turing, who a multifaceted
career, incredible man, helped break
codes during World War II.
Invented the modern notion of computing and programming. And
A fascinating character.
Biology and... a sad end, which we will discuss at a later time.
Yes. Now, you last time you were here, we also talked about transferring water.
Right. Yeah, right. If you have one glass of water, and then each step you can take away half or add 50% on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, in practical terms, could you actually approach, you know, could you get back to one exact glass of water, say, within one molecule?
And my guess is no.
Well, you can get it closer and closer, right?
Right.
And in fact, if you're willing to do it, I think it comes out to 49 sextillion steps, then of which 31 are adding 50%, 31 sextillion are adding 50% and the rest, then you can get within one molecule. But the question is that in any way even remotely physically possible? And of course, the answer is no.
49 sextillion?
Yeah, to give you a sense of the scale of that.
How many zeros are you talking about there?
Well, that would be, what, 20?
Oh.
22 decimal
places. 49 followed by 22 zeros. That's how many times you would, how many steps you have to do to get it within a molecule.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Now, that's within an order of magnitude of the number of milliseconds since the time, since the universe began. So that's a pretty big number.
What about another puzzle?
Okay. Another puzzle. Well, this is from my colleague Boris Schein, who actually over the years has given us a lot of puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Boris. And I'm not sure where he got this. This is some circulating around in the puzzle world. And,
okay. Is this something that I'll be able to handle?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
It's a good puzzle.
Okay.
There I mean, it's not a math puzzle. It's a common sense kind of puzzle.
Ooh, I'm in trouble. Okay,
okay,
let's
so
go.
The situation is, that, as of course always in these sorts of things, slightly sexist. We have a princess who's behind one of 17 adjacent doors.
Okay, there are
so 17 rooms.
And our fair princess is behind one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And each of the rooms has a door to the exterior and a door connecting it to the next room over.
Oh,
so it's a long line of rooms. And
So if I were to open door four, there's a door that opens here, but there's also a door inside there that goes to door five and to room three or
That's
whatever.
That's right.
Okay.
And, okay, so the game is that the suitors, you know, as there's always suitors, show up. I mean, it's a weird way to pick your spouse, so the suitors show up and... they,
I think this is actually a reality show right now on ABC, but go ahead.
So the suitor can knock on a door. Mm-hmm. Each day, the suitor gets to knock on a door, and if the princess is there, okay, great, then they're set up and ready to go. The wedding's on.
Okay.
But every day, the princess moves from the room she's in to an adjacent room.
So if she's in one room on Monday, she's in a room next to it on Tuesday,
right,
but not in the same room.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And the question is, so there's 17 rooms. This prince shows up. Oh, and of course, they're executed after some number of tries.
So it's not just because I was thinking, well, you just keep knocking and eventually you hit the right door.
Maybe,
and
but you get 30 tries and then it's off with your head, you know.
Gotcha.
You know how
okay.
that goes. And so the question is, can you succeed in 30 tries? Can the prince succeed in finding the princess?
Barring dumb luck or coincidence.
Is there a way for him to be guaranteed?
In 30 steps or fewer?
Uh-huh. That cool?
And okay.
Let's take the example where there's two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So the princess is in one of two rooms.
Mm-hmm. So if on Monday I knock and she's not in there, I knock on the same door on Tuesday.
Right, because she has to move back.
Right. If there are three, you've got a few
and
more
days.
And if
you knocked on the other door, she would have just swapped with you probably. But trying it out with, say, three or four rooms, four rooms in particular, is a good way to go.
Okay, and these rooms are in a line. It's mm-hmm. not a circle.
Yeah, that's right.
I bet that's key.
That is actually. We would really ruin things. Well, if it was in a circle, you'd just chase each other around.
Well, if you're in a circle, because I'm just thinking, and I have no idea. This is the first time I've heard this puzzle, that the ability to use an end of the hall might be something you can use.
Oh yes, well,
because. If you're in the middle, you've got two rooms to go adjacent to.
Yeah.
That's just my guess. I'm going
to
sit down.
You're obviously going to try to chase.
Right.
The princess is going to chase her around.
Okay, so you have 30 or fewer steps.
Yeah.
Can there be a guarantee?
Yeah, and trying smaller cases helps, of course,
okay.
as always.
And then just expand it out.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll tell people where to send their solutions in a moment, but we should mention that we're on Science 360.
That's right. So it's on science360.gov/radio. That's the precise place to find it. But they also have the radio iPhone app and all that kind of stuff.
So these wow. We're just everywhere with this.
Well, at least the radio, iTunes, the web.
That's almost
pretty
everywhere.
Good.
All right. So when you come back, you'll tell us A, if it can be done, or B, it cannot be done, and if it can be done, how it can be
done. That's right. Now send your solutions, comments, questions, everything to mathfactor@uark.edu, mathfactor.uark.edu, and I'll see you next week, Colin.
Thanks, hon.
Thank you.